In this 2020, the coronavirus arrived, and with it, a boom of the digital age took a historical leap. Such that experts believe that this will be the foundation of a modified era that oscillates between ideas of progress and imminent destruction, but always constantly in the comfort of a digitized normality. Hi, I am María Camila Salazar Torres and welcome to Future Fever. Today, we will talk about the developing of an idea and the answer of the problem. How can this digital boom lead us to jobs of the future? Today, opportunities are changing and jobs such as influencers have emerged. People who manage to stand out on digital channels, especially on social networks such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or YouTube. Also, online jobs have emerged, such as online teacher or trainer. In fact, before the pandemic hit, the virtual learning markets in Latin America was already expected to grow to $10 billion in 2025. Or the doctor in charge of telemedicine. People have to postpone medical visits, but in many cases, they are doing them from home through virtual session with the doctor. Also, digital services for electronic commerce on Instagram, Facebook, Mercado Libre, among others. These platforms have managed to integrate payment platforms or tools that use artificial intelligence that manage order and marketing. On the other hand, digital service for the agricultural sector in Latin America, there are at least 450 companies that sell digital service to the agricultural world that are companies that operate in a sector known as agrotech and that are constantly developing solutions to improve food production and distribution. And the last example is virtual reality for cameras in shopping malls and stores that used to sell their products in person. They have begun to use virtual reality technology so that people can buy from home. Today, our society experiences the gig economy model, precisely because of the flexibility and freedom that the remote digital jobs that I mentioned above can offer. It should be noted that all this is nothing more than a result of globalization. And COVID-19 could be the catalyst for an evolution of the jobs of the future. It can take jobs to another level, dramatically improving opportunities to collaborate, think, create, and connect productively. Taking into account the UBUB, technology with advance so that in a few years that currently takes arduous hours of work, it will be able to be done automatically. Thanks to alternative and technologies that are on the rise, such as machine learning, big data, and other artificial intelligence applications. It's easy to come to the conclusion that with the passage of time, the technology and the decisions made by the machines are more complex, so that work more related to the optimization of processes and programming in general will be vital for professionals in the future. Now, it's important to mention that not only programming will be important, but that absolutely all professions will have and are having a digital conversion. Because of this, the use of web tools, softwares, it will be the hands and figures of tomorrow's workers. Yogi Berra, one of the greatest American baseball players, said, "It's difficult to make prediction, especially of the future, but I'm going to make a quick prediction. In the world, we are creating things faster and faster. The world is changing day by day. There is going to come a point where our cars drive themselves. When we go to a restaurant, only robots will serve us." Freeman Dyson said that technology is a gift of God, After the gift of life, it perhaps the greatest of God's gifts, is the mother of civilization, of arts, and of science. I mention this phrase because our world is more and more automated. Our machines show skills that they had never shown before. They speak, walk, and each time they acquire more skills. We are creating a world where there is more and more technology and fewer jobs. Today, robots work together with humans and they help us to do difficult, repetitive, or even dangerous jobs. An example of what we have come to today is 3D printing. And printing an object is as easy as printing a document. In the future, the most important jobs could become 3D food printing, a human organ designer, big data expert, professional drone driver. And yes, all these works look like science fiction. Therefore, we can confirm without a doubt that we are facing a great revolution. Thank you very much for joining me today in this podcast, and have a nice day. In this podcast, we are based on TED interview by economist Andrew McAfee entitled "What Will Our Jobs of the Future Be Like?" Also on the BBC article of July 28, 2020 entitled "Coronavirus en América Latina, 8 oportunidades de negocios digitales en medio de la pandemia." And on the InfoJobs article entitled "Nuevos trabajos que la tecnología traerá en los próximos años."